We interrupt this programming to bring you the following presentation of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Biloxi Shuckers and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Biloxi Shuckers. Shuckers Baseball is on the air. It's time to get set for first pitch on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Biloxi Shuckers Baseball is brought to you by Coca-Cola, the official soft drink of the Shuckers. The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, Glass Doctor, Lee Tractor, Renova Roofing, and Smile Doctors. Let's get you set for the action. The Biloxi Shuckers pregame show starts now.
After about 30 straight hours worth of rain in one of the wilder last 48 hours it's been in the South this summer, the Shuckers are finally set to go after a postponed game yesterday that is rescheduled to a doubleheader tomorrow. Finally, it is clear skies. The sun has finally come out. The clouds, for the most part, have cleared, and we're about set to go in game two of a six-game set between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Montgomery Biscuits from Riverwalk Stadium in Montgomery, Alabama. Javon Blake alongside with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network with you throughout the night as the Shuckers are looking to take each of the first two games against the Biscuits. They won the first one in a wild fashion. The Shuckers at one point led the game by an 8-1 score, but a furious comeback from Montgomery. They scored seven runs in the final four innings, made it a 10-8 ball game. Zach Bonaro got the one pitch save, came in with the bases loaded in two outs, got a ground ball up the middle. Felix Valerio at second grabbed it, just barely beat Logan Driscoll to the second base bag and gave the Shuckers their 30th win of the season. Shuckers coming today at 30-28 on the year. The Biscuits at 28-30. The Shuckers also entered today 6.5 games behind the Pensacola Blue Wahoos for first place in the Southern League South Division, while the Biscuits sit in third place at 8.5 games back of the division leading Blue Wahoos as the first half gets set to end just a little over a week from today. It'll officially end next Sunday when the Shuckers are at home against the Chattanooga Wildcats. We'll take a break when we come back. It's time for today's pregame interview. We spoke with Wes Clark a bit about his friendship with now an opponent, formerly a teammate here in the Brewers organization, Tristan Peters, and a bit about what is the lucky formula to having 9 extra base hits against one team in a single season. That comes your way next before we get set for first pitch at 6:35 from Riverwalk Stadium in Montgomery. We're back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Everyone deserves a great smile. Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics is here to help you, Shuckers fans, with some of the country's leading orthodontists right here in Biloxi. Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics accepts most insurance. Whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. Get the confident smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consult. Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics, the official smile provider of minor league baseball.
Beer, soda, hot dogs, all at a discount? That's right. Join the boys of summer at MGM Park every Thursday home game for Thirsty Thursday presented by Yuengling, Coca-Cola, and Kicker 108. Enjoy $2 Yuengling drafts, hot dogs, and sodas along with $4 draft beer specials. Want more? Splash in with the Shuckers Thirsty Thursday deal with reserve level ticket and 2 drink vouchers for $14. Join in on the fun and reserve your tickets, hey, at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Celebrate the weekend with premium giveaways, specialty jerseys, and unique acts every Saturday night throughout the 2023 season. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
Rep the Pearl and Oyster everywhere with a trip to the Shuckers shop at MGM Park and online. Find Shuckers hats, apparel, collectibles, novelties, Marvel Defenders of the Diamond merchandise, and more. Grab your Shuckers gear today at MGM Park or visit shuckers.milbstore.com.
Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. We're getting set for the Biscuits and the Shuckers here in game two of a six-game set. It's time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and I'm joined by the man who Biscuits pitchers must just hate to face all season long, Wes Clark. Wes, thanks much for joining us.
Yep, thank you for having me.
You've had a ton of success against anyone in a Biscuits uniform this year, including a home run last night. How fun has it been to get that confidence against the Biscuits?
It's been fun. You know, my friend Tristan's on the other team, and the Biscuits took him from us, so this is kind of my payback.
You and Tristan have been good friends for a long time, and Tristan Peters. How fun is it to be able to play against him this week?
It's really fun, and just playing against him, just being able to see him again, it's been great. It's nice how baseball can keep, even though we're not on the same team, not on the same org, we can still keep up and see each other.
When you guys have quite the connection, you were in each other's weddings in the off season. So how much do not only both of you enjoy, but both of your wives enjoy that you two are playing against each other this week?
Yeah, they're arguably as close as we are. So it makes it great for them. You know, Mariah can come on the road. My wife can come on the road. And they get to hang out at the games and everything. So it's just a win-win for everybody.
How did you and Tristan become friends? Because you guys didn't attend the same school, but you guys were in the Brewers organization for a good time together.
It's just we were in the same draft class. Once we got drafted, you know, got to the complex in Arizona, started talking, chit-chatting. We realized we had a lot in common. You know, we just hit it off as friends. He was, you know, my first friend after the draft.
One of the big things in baseball is you see your teammates pretty much more than anyone else, sometimes even more than your own family if you got a wife and kids back at home. How important is it to create those friendships, and how incredible is it to have those friendships as a baseball player?
It's really important to be, you know, close with your team or, you know, people in your org because, like you said, those are the people you see every single day. And baseball is great because a lot of people, they grow up the same. We play the same game. You know, we pretty much live the same life growing up, go to college, play, get drafted. So it's just a lot in common. It's really easy to get along with other baseball players.
When I'm sure it's nice for you to deliver some payback to the Biscuits from taking your friend Tristan away.
Yeah, it is. And hopefully it continues.
Hopefully it continues as well. But one of the big things last weekend is you were able to catch TJ Shook, college teammates catching each other at the AA level in TJ's start. How incredible was that?
It's really fun. And it makes it really exciting when I get to, you know, be a part of him and his journey through the minor leagues, get to catch him and just be with him. It's great.
How fun is it to share that experience with a couple different people?
It's fun. You know, being able to see, you know, Noah, TJ, other guys that, you know, they were in the same position I was in a couple years ago in college, wondering, you know, I got to play well, I got to get drafted. You know, next thing you know, we're all in the same boat. We get drafted, we play together. And now, you know, we all have the same goal. So it's really cool to chase that together.
How cool is it as well for not only the three South Carolina guys to all be in AA, but for Tristan to be in AA as well, and for you guys be on this journey together? Because professional baseball is such a cutthroat business. It is so much driven on the results and needing to be good at all times. How much does that help relax the body a little bit?
It definitely helps relax. It makes it a lot easier when you have guys that you're really close with that can help you through tough times or celebrate with you during good times. It really makes it a lot easier with those guys surrounding you.
One of the big things is, well, unfortunately for you this past weekend, South Carolina got eliminated in Super Regionals. But how fun was it to watch that journey for them this year with a couple of fantastic series and splitting with LSU?
I think it's been more fun watching them the past 2 years than watching anyone else or even playing. It's so nice to be able to sit back, relax, and just root for them because, you know, I know all the guys, the coaching staff, everyone there. It's just so fun to watch them and watch them succeed, too.
Who's been your favorite guy to watch on South Carolina the past couple years since you joined the pro ranks?
I really love watching the freshman, Ethan Petrie. I feel like we have a lot of similarities in our swings. And he does a lot of damage. He's a big guy. He's really fun to watch.
Well, and just like you did at South Carolina, hits more than a couple of home runs.
Yes. Yeah, that definitely helps.
Well, Wes, thanks so much for joining us. It's been a lot of fun watching you against the Biscuits. Best of luck this week.
Thank you so much.
This has been today's pregame interview. It's the Shuckers and the Biscuits coming up next. Big thank you to Wes Clark for joining us as our pregame interview. Shuckers getting set for a 6:35 p.m. first pitch time here at Riverwalk Stadium in the capital of Alabama in Montgomery. Shuckers at 30-28. The Biscuits at 28-30. Shuckers trying to keep alive in the South Division first half race. 6.5 games behind the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. The elimination number for Biloxi is down to 5. That means any combination of wins and losses, Blue Wahoos wins and Shuckers losses, that equals 5 will eliminate the Shuckers from the first half divisional race and would clinch Pensacola's second straight first half division title. They won the first half last season en route to a Southern League title. Time to take a look at today's starting pitching matchup. It's a matchup of two right-handers. Carlos Rodriguez goes for Biloxi, 3-2 with a 3.54 ERA over 11 starts, 53 and a third innings pitched, 27 walks, 74 strikeouts, and opponents struggled against him big time, hitting 198 against him. For the Biscuits, it's the righty Cole Wilcox, 0-5 with a 5.67 ERA, 11 starts and 46 innings, 18 walks, 52 strikeouts, and opponents hitting 234 against him. Shuckers won the opener on a wild one, 10-8. The offense was rolling, hoping to keep it rolling tonight against Wilcox, while Rodriguez, who's been dominant against Montgomery this year, he struck out 21, walked one, and allowed all of 3 earned runs in 12 2/3 innings this year, tries and keeps Biloxi alive in the Southern League South Division race. Managers meeting just finishing up between Morgan Ensberg and hitting coach Chucky Caulfield alongside his son Braden, who's joined him out for the home plate meeting. We'll take a break. When we come back, it's time for first pitch. This has been the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. Up next, it's game 2 of a 6-game set, the Shuckers and the Biscuits on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Follow the Biloxi Shuckers away from MGM Park for every pitch, promotion, ticket offer, and discount on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Follow the team at Biloxi Shuckers on Twitter, Facebook, and TikTok, or at Official Biloxi Shuckers on Instagram. Become part of the fun today.
Enjoy 35 flexible Biloxi Shuckers tickets, access to special events, discounts, and more with the Shuck Nation Half Shell Membership Plan. Receive first right to discounted Shuckers postseason tickets, a refillable Shuck Nation mug, a 10% Shuckers Shop discount, community offers around Biloxi, and so much more. Join the fun today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org. There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Diving snag by Black gets to his feet, fires the first, war in the pitch, and that ends the inning. In time, the tag for Caro, a terrific relay in the air towards Jordan Murray. Dive, got it!
This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Cruising WGCN. Your home for every strikeout.
Wave and a miss, he's got him. Double-digit strikeout for the first time in his career.
Home run.
Curry swings and hammers this one to right. Conine goes back, looks up, and it's gone! Jackson Churio, first double-A home run!
And Shuckers walk off.
Jackson Churio, a two-home run game, and the Shuckers win it 7-6!
All season long.
The Biloxi Shuckers are going back to the Southern League Championship Series.
Time to head out to the ballpark for first pitch with the voice of the Shucker, Javen Blake.
The rain has finally moved out of Montgomery, and we're set to go in game two of a six-game series between the Biloxi Shuckers at 30-28 and the 28-30 Montgomery Biscuits. Blake alongside you in what has turned into a cloudy but thankfully dry night here in Montgomery, Alabama. It was a day that started with torrential downpours, wild winds early this morning. It has thankfully calmed down enough. The tarp was on and off the field a little bit today, but as of 6:35 p.m., it's all that matters. The field is dry, the clouds not putting any rain down on Montgomery, and we're set to go in game two of a six-game set. The righty Colt Wilcox gets the start for Montgomery, 0-5 with a 5.67 ERA, 11 starts, 46 innings, 18 walks, 52 strikeouts, and opponents hitting .234 against him. For the Shuckers, it's Jackson Churio who leads it off. Tyler Black bats second. Noah Campbell's in the three spot. Wes Clark bats behind him. Then it's Jefferson Caro, Xavier Warren, Carlos Rodriguez, Ethan Murray, and Isaac Collins to round out Biloxi's order. Javen Blake alongside you throughout the night here in Montgomery. Wilcox, a right-handed arm who stands in at 6'5", 245 pounds in his third season in professional baseball. Faces the righty Jackson Churio, who leads it off. Churio this year hitting .264 at the game of his life last time out on Tuesday. 4-for-6, 3 extra base hits, 2 doubles, and a homer. He steps in from the right side. Colt Wilcox toes the rubber from the right side. And we're ready to go. First pitch of the night is swung on and chopped on the ground up the middle. Ronnie Simon gets it at second, fires to first, just in time. Jackson Churio retired by a half step. Brings up the left-handed hitting Tyler Black. First pitch time today, 6:37. 74 degrees and mostly cloudy here in Montgomery. Lefty Tyler Black steps up to the plate. Another thing too, the wind in from right at 5 miles an hour. First pitch to Black. He takes inside, and the count goes to 1-0. Black's put together one of the best seasons out of any Brewers minor league player this year. .242, .423 OBP. The 1-0 delivery. Black swings and lifts it foul. Third base sign out of play. Count evens at 1-1. Black's season has been nothing short of marvelous. Leads the Southern League in OBP at .423, the only guy above .410. And he's stolen 35 bases. The 1-1 delivery. Takes low and away. Count goes to 2-1. So he's a .423 OBP. He's stolen 35 bases. And he's the only guy in AA with at least 30 steals this year. The 2-1 delivery. Black swings and pops it up. Third base side in foul territory. Austin Shenton, the third baseman, over alongside Driscoll, the catcher. He makes the catch, diving over the railing into the dugout, and retires Black for the second out. That's the second day in a row, and the second game in a row, that Driscoll's made an acrobatic play. This time it retires Black, two up, two down. Driscoll made an incredible play on Tuesday in the opener, leaping into the netting. This time, he just goes over the dugout railing and grabs it. Two outs brings up the switch hitting Noah Campbell. Scoreless here in the top of the first inning. Wilcox delivers. Campbell takes inside, and the count goes to 1-0. Gives us a chance to set the defense. We've met Austin Shenton at third. Logan Driscoll behind the plate already. The 1-0 delivery. Campbell waves and misses. Count evens, 1-1. Junior Caminero is at short. Ronnie Simons at second. Evan Edwards is at first. Mason Hours in right. Tristan Peters in center. And Diego Infante is in left. The 1-1 delivery. Misses away. The count goes to 2-1. Campbell's hitting .243 this year with a .404 OBP. Those stats with Double A Biloxi. The 2-1 delivery. Campbell takes inside, and the count goes to 3-1. Campbell went up to AAA for 10 games. His appearance on Tuesday was his first back in AA. He did a great job in AAA with Nashville. The 3-1 delivery takes away, and it's a 5-pitch walk. Brings up the righty West Clark. Campbell, in that 10-game stint, hit over 300 with Nashville, including a 2-home-run, 6-RBI game against Jacksonville last week. It brings up the righty West Clark, who's turned into a prime version of Ken Griffey Jr. against the Biscuits this year. .215 average on the season, .361 against Montgomery. Man on first, two away. The pitch to Clark waves and misses at a slider. It goes 0-1. Clark's season totals include 6 homers, 28 ribbies, and a .358 OBP. Montgomery is in 9 extra base hits and 3 of his 6 home runs, including a home run on Tuesday. 0-1 delivery. Clark swings and chops it on the ground to short. Caminero gets it underhand to second. Simons there, and that ends the inning. In the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. Carlos Rodriguez, who struck out 21 Biscuits in 2 starts this year, takes the hill when we return on Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Enjoy 35 flexible Biloxi Shuckers tickets, access to special events, discounts, and more with the Shuck Nation Half Shell membership plan. Receive first right to discounted Shuckers postseason tickets, a refillable Shuck Nation mug, a 10% Shuckers shop discount, community offers around Biloxi, and so much more. Join the fun today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Welcome back to Montgomery. Javik Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. We're into the bottom of the first inning. Already Carlos Rodriguez on the hill for Biloxi. Faces a Montgomery lineup that Rodriguez has dominated this year on the season, 3-2, with a 3.54 ERA over 11 starts. 53 and a third innings, 27 walks, and 74 strikeouts. Faces a lineup that starts off with Ronnie Simon. The top three go Simon, Junior Caminero, and Austin Shenton. Simon, switch hitter, steps up from the left side. Rodriguez's first pitch is lifted, foul. First base side, Jefferson Caro, the catcher, ditches the mask towards the netting, dives, and leaps towards the netting, but he can't make the grab. Count goes 0-1. He tried. He really did try to match Logan Driscoll. But in a road ballpark, it's hard to figure out your footing and where the wall is, especially in the first inning. Count goes to no balls and 1 on Simon, hitting .230 this year with a .324 OBP. Rodriguez delivers, misses away, and the count evens at 1-1. Rodriguez, 6 feet tall, 180 pounds, the 1-1 delivery. Swing and lifted, foul. First base side, trickles down towards the Shuckers bullpen, and the count goes to 1-2. He was all over it. Problem was, Simon was just a little bit ahead of it. Count at 1-2. Bottom of the first inning, scoreless here in Montgomery. The pitch home. lifted foul. Third base side out of play. Count stays at 1-2. This is definitely top of the order, though, with star power after Simon Caminero. Rodriguez delivers. It's lifted foul. Third base side out of play. We'll do it again. Caminero's on deck. He's the stud in this Rays organization. Just 19 years old in Double-A. He's the second youngest player in Double-A behind a guy that Brewers fans might know a thing or two about, Jack Centurio, who's in center field tonight for Biloxi. The all-world prospect. The 1-2 delivery. Simon takes away, and the count evens. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Then behind Caminero, you have Austin Shin, who leads the Southern League in a whole lot of categories. The 2-2 delivery. It's lifted right side of the infield. Everybody converges. Xavier Warren calls everybody off, and the first baseman makes the catch and retires the first out of Rodriguez this night. Gives us a chance to take a look around the diamond for Biloxi. Xavier Warren's at first. Isaac Collins is at second. Ethan Murray's at short. Tyler Black's at third. We've met Jefferson Caro behind the plate. And in the outfield, Carlos Rodriguez is in right. Jackson Churio's in center. And Noah Campbell is in left. First pitch to the righty, Caminero. Wave and a miss. Count goes to 1-1. Caminero's hitting 306 since being promoted to Double-A. The 0-1 delivery. Takes off the outside corner. Count evens. 1 ball and 1 strike. Caminero tore up the South Atlantic League. The 1-1 delivery. Caminero takes away, and the count goes to 2-1. Hit 11 homers. The Bowling Green Hot Rods before being promoted. He has 2 here in Montgomery. The 2-1 delivery. He swings and lifts it foul. Behind the plate and out of play. Count evens at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rodriguez delivers. Wave and chops it right back to him. Takes 2 steps, flips the ball to Warren at first, and Caminero is retired for the second out. Brings up the left-handed hitting Austin Shin. 2 outs. Nobody on here in the bottom of the first inning. Scoreless between the Shuckers and the Biscuits. Shenton's had himself a season. A 315 average to lead the Southern League. The pitch home. Shenton chops it foul towards the Shuckers dugout. Hits off the top of the railing. The count goes to 0-1. Rodriguez stares in. Caro flashes the signs. Now the pitch home. Shenton takes a curveball off the outside corner. Count evens. 1 ball and 1 strike. Shenton, not only is he leading the league in average, but he leads the Biscuits with 10 homers. Leads the Biscuits with 37 driven in. The pitch home. Shenton checks his swing. The check to third. And the third base umpire, Macon Hammond, says he goes around. And goes to 1-2. Home plate umpire tonight is Tom O'Neill. Joe McCarthy is the first base umpire. One ball and 2 strikes, the count to the left-handed bat. Rodriguez delivers. Shenton waves and misses. Fastball up high in the zone. It's the first strikeout of the day for Rodriguez. It is 75th of the 2023 season. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We enter the second, scoreless in Montgomery. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You will need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
The next Brewers Stars play here on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Top two in Montgomery. David Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. It's the righty Cole Wilcox on the hill against the righty Jefferson Caro, who leads it off for Biloxi. Scoreless here in the second inning. Both teams get a run home in the first inning. Checkers got a runner on, though. First pitch of the inning, Caro takes a fastball inside, and the count goes to 1-0. It was a 1-2-3 inning from Carlos Rodriguez in the bottom of the first, including his 75th strikeout of the year. The 1-0 delivery. Caro takes away, and the count goes to 2-0. Rodriguez with the strikeout becomes the third Southern League pitcher to 75 strikeouts this year. The 2-0 delivery. Caro waves and misses way ahead of a changeup. Count goes to 2-1. Caro's hitting .259 this year. 9 homers, 27 driven in. Drove in a run on Tuesday in the series opener. The 2-1 delivery. Waves and misses the fastball. Count evens at 2-2. Calls time and steps out. Now steps back in. The righty delivers to him. Takes away, and the count goes to 3-2. Wilcox ready, picks up the leg and fires home. Caro swings and rolls it on the ground up the middle and into center field for a base hit. Peters picks it up. Caro rounds first. Extends his hit streak to 2 in a row. It's the leadoff man on here in the second inning for Xavier Warren. Jefferson Caro just continues to mash. A kid who kind of gets forgotten in the discussion about how young this Shuckers team is. You see Jefferson Caro behind the plate, you assume he's 22, 23, and forget sometimes that he's all but 20 years old. Switch hitting Xavier Warren comes up from the left side. First pitch to him. Swings and nubs it on the ground up the middle. Caminero gets it, taps second, fires the first. And it's a 6-3 double play. Retires Warren and Caro. Two outs now for Carlos Rodriguez. Making the delineations here on the PA system. It is Carlos D. Rodriguez, not to be confused with Carlos F. Rodriguez, who's the starting pitcher tonight. First pitch to Carlos Rodriguez. Misses inside, and the count goes to 1-0. Rodriguez, the hitter, is a left-handed bat, hitting .277 this year. That's a team best for Biloxi. Wilcox delivers to him. He takes away, and the count goes to 2-0. Two outs, nobody on. Scoreless in the top of the second inning here in the second game of a six-game set. Wilcox delivers. Rodriguez lifts it foul, third base side out of play. The count goes to 2-1. The big thing for Rodriguez is his ability to get on base, hit for average, and steal bases. He's stolen 8 bases, has a .374 OBP, and leads the team in average. The 2-1 delivery. He swings and chops it on the ground right side of the infield. Simon gets it, fires quickly to first, retires Rodriguez by a step. Finishes off even with a single, a 1-2-3 inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, and nobody left on base. Rodriguez back to the hill when we return in a scoreless game for Montgomery on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
At Glass Doctor, our trained specialists are experts at fixing foggy and cracked glass, leaving any residential window looking like new without replacing the entire window. Bring back the view of any window with Glass Doctor. Visit GlassDoctor.com to request a free estimate on repairing your foggy or cracked windows. Let Glass Doctor bring back your view.
Call the Glass Doctor, we'll fix your paint. Oh, yeah!
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Watch the Shuckers take on the Trash Pandas in style on Saturday, July 15th at 6:05 with a Shuckers bucket hat giveaway for the first 1,000 fans presented by Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Biloxi. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun. Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Start your weekend off right with the Boys of Summer, baseball, and fireworks. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com. Of the second inning. First pitch from Carlos Rodriguez to Tristan Peters is called strike one in the inside corner to the lefty. And we're off and running back at Riverwalk Stadium in Montgomery. Rodriguez delivers quick. Peters takes slow and the count evens, one ball and one strike. Peters hitting 244 this year with a 375 OBP. Right-hander Rodriguez delivers to the lefty Peters. Waves and misses. A little bit ahead on a changeup. Count goes to one ball and two strikes. Rodriguez struck out the final batter he faced in the first inning. Don Austin Shenton swinging. Now delivers home. Misses up and in. Count evens, two balls and two strikes. The right-hander delivers home. Check swing lifted up in the air. First third base side gets out of play. Moves down the tunnel. The count stays at two balls and two strikes. We're running up to the sixth pitch of the at-bat. Rodriguez delivers. Misses low with the changeup. The count goes to three balls and two strikes. Second time we've had a real lengthy battle in this one between Rodriguez and a Biscuits hitter. Delivers home. Peters lifts it out towards left center field. Soria's over, back towards the warning track, and the 395 sign hauls it in. First down of the inning. Peters hit it a long way. Good job by Soria to range over and grab it. Brings up the right-hand hitting Mason Howard. Howard's hitting 167 on the year, the 265 OBP. He's had a tough going against Biloxi. Average under 100. Rodriguez delivers. Howard takes a slider for strike one on the outside corner. One out, nobody on. Bottom two, scoreless in Montgomery. Rodriguez delivers. Howard takes strike two with a slider on the outside corner. Howard struck out in 42% of his plate appearances against Rodriguez this year. Rodriguez delivers. Slider, wave and a miss. Second strikeout today from Rodriguez. This time he gets Auer. And it's five up, five down for the righty. Brings up the lefty, Logan Driscoll. Two outs, nobody on. Scoreless game at Riverwalk Stadium. Rodriguez delivers to Driscoll. He swings and lifts it out towards right center field. Churio's back on it, reaches up and makes the grab to finish off a 1-2-3 inning from Rodriguez here in the second. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We enter the third scoreless in Montgomery. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Third in Montgomery, David Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Cole Wilcox back on the mound, the right-hander for Montgomery. Faces 8-9-1 in the Biloxi order. And it starts off with the righty Ethan Murray. First pitch of the inning. Murray takes inside and the count goes to 1-0. Murray sitting 246 this year with a 360 OBP. Wilcox delivers. Murray swings and lifts it foul. First base side out of play. The count evens 1-1. The 1-1 delivery. Murray waves and misses. Fastball down low. And the count goes to 1-2. It's back downs here in Montgomery. They're giving away Biscuits-themed Hawaiian shirts at Riverwalk Stadium. So it's a sea of yellow. The 1-2 delivery. Murray takes inside with a slider. The count evens at 2-2. Even some of the training staff and people in the Biscuits dugout have put him on for tonight. The 2-2 delivery. Murray takes inside, and the count goes full. So if you look out the crowd right now, it's a big, massive sea of yellow here in Montgomery. The 3-2 delivery. Murray swings and chops it foul. Third base side down towards the Biscuits bullpen. Well, the Biscuits have added on to the color craze tonight. Not only are they giving away the Hawaiian shirts, but the Biscuits are wearing the Houston Astros-themed jerseys, the old-school ones with the different colored stripes up top. The 3-2 delivery. Murray waves and misses. Fastball down low. Driscoll blocks it up, caps the tag on Murray. First out of the inning brings up the switch hitter, Isaac Collins. Collins, a switch hitter, up from the left side against Wilcox. One out, nobody on. Scoreless in the third inning. Wilcox delivers. Misses inside, and the count goes to 1-0. The right-hander fires. Collins takes strike one in the inside corner. He's hitting 236 this year with a 433 OBP. Like Noah Campbell, spent a couple weeks at AAA. The 1-1 delivery. He takes a strike on the outside corner, and the count goes to 1-2. Jack Centurio stands on deck. Wilcox delivers. Takes inside. Count evens, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wilcox picks up the leg, delivers home. Collins swings and chops it off his front foot. Count stays at 2-2. Reminder, fans, you can join in on the broadcast with our Text the Booth line. Text the Booth at 601-514-0776. Let us know where you're tuning in from tonight. The 2-2 delivery. Collins lifts it foul, third base side out of play. We'll do it again. Again, the text the booth number is 601-514-0776. Hope you're enjoying your Thursday night, wherever you're tuning in from. The 2-2 delivery. Swing and a chopping ball foul. First base side rolls all the way down towards the Shackers bullpen and right. Count stays at 2-2, and the at-bat continues. Righty shakes off a couple signs, now picks up the leg and delivers home. This is not low. It is instead a called strike three by the home plate umpire, Tom O'Neill. Isaac Collins wasn't a fan of it. But he strikes out, gives us 10 seconds for station ID, Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Jackson Churio in the box from the right side. First pitch from Wilcox. Churio chops it foul off his front foot. The count goes 2-1. Welcome back to Montgomery. What's turned into a beautiful night. You've been in Montgomery at all over the last 36 hours. That would be a shocking revelation. It was hard storms all yesterday. Game got postponed. They'll make it up with two on Friday. And then everybody in the Shuckers Hotel was woken up at about 5:45 this morning with what sounded like a combination between a severe thunderstorm and what looked like and sounded like, first, the 0-1 delivery misses away, and the count evens at 1-1. A massive windstorm on top of that. You know, rain pounding the side of the team hotel, but it has turned into a beautiful night for baseball. The 1-1 delivery misses inside, and it gets Churio right in the middle of the back. A painful way to reach, but Churio gets on with two outs, brings up Tyler Black, and Churio's waving his arms around, trying to loosen up the back as he gets to first base, and dump off his gear to the bat boy, and give his batting gloves to first base coach Christian Correa. He's good to go. Takes a two-step lead, puts on the oven mitt on his left hand. Black steps in from the left side. The first pitch. Black takes up and away. Count goes to 1-0. That's one of the things about Churio. He always plays the game with a smile on his face, even when he gets nailed on the back. Man on first with two away. The pitch home. Black swings and rolls it foul. First base side. Rolls all the way down towards the corner. Count evens at 1-1. That was fouled by about maybe 6 inches. Evan Edwards, the first baseman, gave it a dive. It was out of his reach, but it didn't matter. Ball was on the wrong side of the bag. Top of the third inning. Still looking for the first run of the night. Wilcox delivers. Churio's off to second. Pitch misses inside. The throw and a hop to Caminero. Not in time. And Churio's got another stolen base. Make it 18 this year for the 19-year-old. Shuckers are closing in on having two different guys with 20-plus stolen bases this year. The guy at the plate, Tyler Black, has 35, third most out of any player in Shuckers franchise history in a single season. The 2-1 delivery. Black takes inside, and the count goes to 3-1. This has really rocketed up Wilcox's pitch count. Now at 45 pitches tonight, just 24 have been strikes. 21 have been out of the zone. Churio off second. The pitch to Black. He swings and lifts it in left. It's down for a base hit. Rolls towards the gap. Churio rounds third and comes home. Infante picks it up. Fires to second. Black slides. Not in time. Gets under the tag. And it's an RBI double. Black's 25th RBI of the year. And more importantly, it gives Biloxi an early 1-0 lead. Brings out the pitching coach, Steve Merriman. That was some blazing speed from Black. The outfield has taken on a lot of water in the last 48 hours. Because of it, the ball doesn't rocket towards the wall like it usually would on a dry day. here in Montgomery. So the ball really got slowed down towards that left center field gap. But Black, one of the speediest guys in the Brewers organization, one of the speedier guys in AA, easily took second. It gives Biloxi a 1-0 lead. Merriman's back to the dugout. Brings up the switch hitter Noah Campbell. Steps in from the left side. Black dances off second. The first pitch. Campbell takes a strike on the outside corner. The pitch home. Misses inside and the count evens at 1-1. Black stolen 35 stolen bases this year. 35 steals, the third most out of any Shucker in a single season in franchise history. He's two away from tying Corey Ray for the second most in a single season. In his 50th game of the year, the 1-1 delivery. Pitch misses low and away, and the count goes to 2-1. And that's the staggering thing about Tyler Black's ability to get on base, his ability to steal bases, too. That double extended his on-base streak to 34 consecutive games. The 2-1 delivery. Campbell swings and lifts it out towards right center field. Peters back on it in center, makes the catch towards the warning track, and it ends the inning. But not before Tyler Black gives Biloxi a 1-0 lead. One run, one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. 1-0 Biloxi through 2.5. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Want to roll out the barrel and grab a beer? Come out to MGM Park for Brew Crew Tuesday, presented by FEB Distributing during every Shuckers Tuesday home game. Enjoy the game in style with a souvenir tumbler at the first and third base beer gardens for $12 and $6 refills. Our beer gardens feature premium craft beers from the coast and beyond. The only way to be a part of the fun is to get to the ballpark. Reserve your seat today at MGM Park, box office, or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. I can make a sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows it's how I get my grill on.
Konecka Sausage is the exclusive sausage sponsor and hot dog provider of MGM Park. Find them at your next trip to MGM Park at the first and third base concession stands.
As I get my grill on.
Bottom three here in Montgomery. Biloxi leads it 1-0. Carlos Rodriguez on the hill delivers to Diego Infante at the plate. Wave and a miss and a fastball. Count goes to 0-1. David Blake alongside you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. The pitch home misses away and the count evens 1-1. Rodriguez is working quick tonight and it's gone well. 6-6. The 1-1 delivery. Slider misses away and the count goes to 2-1. Pitch home. Infante swings and rolls it by Black at third and in a left for a base hit. Infante rounds first. First base runner of the night for Montgomery. It extends Infante's hit streak to 6 in a row. It extends his on base streak to 10 straight. Brings up the righty Heriberto Hernandez. Infante up first. Rodriguez delivers. Misses up high, and the count goes to 1-0. The pitch to the plate. Fastball lifted foul behind home plate, out of play. Count evens at 1-1. Alexi leads 1-0 here in the bottom of the third inning. Rodriguez delivers. Slider, wave and a miss. Count goes to 1-2. Hernandez this year hitting .229 with a .352 OBP. 8 homers for the right-handed bat. Infante's off first. Rodriguez delivers. Slider misses away. The count evens at 2-2. The 2-2 delivery. Slider misses away, and the count goes full. Now Hernandez calls time and steps out. Rodriguez this year has been a star for the Shuckers staff. Between him and Justin Jarvis, the Brewers have two guys who may very well end up in the rotation in a couple of years. Check back to first. Infante back in time. Just ahead of the tag from Xavier Warren. Rodriguez has dazzled all year long here with Biloxi. 76 strikeouts and under 60 innings. He's on pace for almost 200 this year. The 3-2 delivery. Slider lifted in the air. Foul territory in the third base side. Black a long way over with Caro. And it drops down into the first row behind the Biscuits dugout. Count stays at 3-2. So we'll do it again at 3-2 with nobody out. Bottom of the third inning. Shuckers up 1-0 on Montgomery. Rodriguez delivers. Wave and tips it in a Caro's glove for strike three. Third strikeout of the day for Rodriguez. Brings up the left-handed hitting, Evan Edwards. Edwards hitting .219 this year with a .346 OBP. Man on first, one away. 1-0 Biloxi, bottom three. The pitch. Called strike one on the outside corner with a changeup. Infante takes a two-step lead off first. Rodriguez delivers. Swings and rolls it on the ground to second. Collins goes to second for one. Murray does not throw to first. Holds on to the baseball. Edwards reaches on a fielder's choice. Infante's retired. Now two away for the top of the order. And the switch hitting Ronnie Simon. Simon popped out to Warren back in the first inning. Edwards is on first with two away. 1-0 Biloxi in the bottom of the third inning. The pitch home. Slider called strike one on the outside corner. Simon last game broke out of a 3-for-27 skid. Six games against Pensacola. Went 2-for-4. The 0-1 delivery. Simon takes away and the count goes to 1-1. Rodriguez sets, now delivers, wave and a miss, way out in front of a curveball, and the count goes to 1-2. It's a flailing swing from Simon. Rodriguez steps back on the hill, rocking the blue long sleeve undershirt. Bit of a cooler night here in Montgomery, mid-70s today. The 1-2 delivery. Runners off. Pitch chopped up the first baseline. Caro picks it up. Fires to first on the run a bit low. Warren grabs it. And that ends the inning. Nice play from Jefferson. Caro ends things here in the third. No runs, one hit, no errors. One runner left on base. 1-0 Biloxi. Back after this, the Biloxi Chuckers Radio Network.
Anthony Bear Seal and the team at Seal's Tire and Auto Repair are a problem for car problems. They know oil changes, tire and brake issues, wheel alignments, and AC problems are going to happen. So before car problems result in repairs, go see Bear. With honesty and integrity, they specialize in preventative maintenance so you can avoid screaming brakes, blown tires, and other high-dollar repairs. Seal's has over 20 years of experience, meaning the next time your car freaks out, you don't have to. Seal's Tire and Auto Repair, located on 25th Avenue in Gulfport, visit sealstires.com.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone and all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You'll need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
Top four in Montgomery. Colt Wilcox, the righty, back on the hill for the Biscuits against the righty Westcourt, who leads it off for Biloxi. Chuckers lead it 1-0. Wilcox delivers home. Court takes up and in, and it hits him. Just grazes his left thigh. It's a leadoff hit batter here in the fourth inning. Second time the Shuckers have been hit today. Brings up the righty Jefferson Caro. Javon Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Shuckers got their only run of the game last inning. Jackson Churio was hit by a pitch, stole second. Tyler Black drove him in with an RBI double. The pitch to Caro. He swings and loops it out toward short right center. Ronnie Simon, the second baseman, out, almost pulls over, trying to spiral around to grab it. Makes the catch, and Carrer's retired for the first out. One away, man on first, and the switch hitter Xavier Warren steps in. Switch hitter that digs in from the left side. Warren grounded into a double play last time up in the second. Wilcox delivers. Up and in. Warren spirals out of the way. Goes to 1-0. The one delivery. Warren takes away, and the count goes to 2-0. It has not been the season that Colt Wilcox would have liked it to be here in 2023. An ERA up over 5.5 in his first 11 starts. The 2-0 delivery takes away, and the count goes to 3-0. And he was a really highly touted guy coming into this year. He's the Rays' ninth-ranked prospect, according to MLB Pipeline. Rays liked him so much, he skipped high A. The 3-0 delivery. Warren takes away, and it's a four-pitch walk. Runs at first and second now for Carlos Rodriguez. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 today. Runners on first and second, one away. 1-0 Biloxi in the top of the fourth inning. Wilcox delivers. Rodriguez takes away, and the count goes to 1-0. Rodriguez grounded out to second last time up. That ended the second inning. The pitch. Rodriguez fouls it back, and the count evens at 1-1. It's been a usual occurrence this year, but both Carlos Rodriguez's are on the field today for Biloxi. Carlos D. Rodriguez, the outfielder, and Carlos F. Rodriguez, the starting pitcher. Carlos F. Rodriguez said earlier this year they get confused pretty often. The 1-1 delivery. Rodriguez lifts this out towards center. Peters drifts over towards right up the middle, makes the catch. Second out of the inning. Two away, two on, and brings up the righty Ethan Murray. Now what Carlos F. Rodriguez was talking about was more of the fact that their laundry loops, that's the loop that you clip all your personals on to get washed in the clubhouse that aren't your jersey and pants. Those get confused a little bit. It's two guys who are having real good seasons. Two on, two out. 1-0 Biloxi. Righty Ethan Murray at the plate. Wilcox steps off, throws away the baseball. Asks for the catcher, Logan Driscoll, to come out and talk with him. Montgomery's got a big shift on Murray. Simon, the second baseman's position, just a step to the right. Basically right up the middle. Driscoll squats down behind the plate. We're back ready to go. Two outs, two on. Wilcox delivers to Murray. Murray takes away, and the count goes to 1-0. Murray struck out in a fastball back in the third inning. One of two strikeouts today from Wilcox. The pitch home. Murray waves and misses. Count evens, one ball and one strike. Clark's at second. Warren's at first. Checkers have two base runners on in the inning without a hit. The pitch home. Murray takes inside, and the count goes to 2-1. Wilcox has now thrown 62 pitches, 31 strikes, 31 balls. It's been an up and down night. The pitch home. Murray takes inside, and the count goes to 3-1. The interesting thing is that despite the fact that he's now thrown more balls than strikes, he's only walked two batters. He's only allowed one run. The 3-1 delivery. Murray takes low, and they're loaded up for Isaac Collins. Murray's at first. Warren's at second. Quirk's at third. Switch hitter Isaac Collins stands in from the left side with the bases loaded. Prime opportunity for the Shuckers to try and break this thing open. Up 1-0, bases loaded with two outs in the fourth. First pitch to Collins. He takes up high, and the count goes to 1-0. Collins is 1-for-2 with the bases loaded this year. That one hit was a double. Shuckers is a team hitting .227 in the situation. The 1-0 delivery. Collins takes a slider on the outside corner for strike one. He struck out looking on a fastball back an inning ago. Shuckers have had five batters reach base in the last two innings. Cashed in with one run. I'd like a couple more here. For the 1-1 delivery. Collins swings and loops it past Caminero's glove in short center and drops down for a base hit. Clark scores. Warren around third. Murray slides into third. The throw is late. Warren scores. Clark scores. It's 3-0 Biloxi on a 2-RBI hit from Isaac Collins. Good heads-up running from Murray to go first to third, and even better heads-up running from Isaac Collins, who got to second on the throw. Collins up to 10 RBIs this year. Shuckers lead it 3-0, and Jackson Churio comes up to the plate. He's the eighth man to bat in the inning. The pitch home. Churio takes low, and the count goes to one ball and no strikes. Three runs on three hits for Biloxi. He had two runs in the inning, though, on just one hit. Wilcox delivers to the righty. Chirio swings and taps it foul back to the screen. Count evens at 1-1. Shuckers have now scored 13 runs in the first 13 innings of this series, averaging a run an inning. Pretty good offensive production to start things off. The 1-1 delivery. Chirio takes inside, and the count goes to 2-1. Shuckers employing a strategy they use in a big way against the Rocket City Trash Pandas. Well, they scored 20 runs in the final three games that series after a rainout. Let's take advantage of mistakes. Walks, hit batters, fill the bases. Shuckers make you pay. The 2-1 delivery. Chirio takes inside. It gets by Driscoll. And here comes Murray. Driscoll dives back to the plate. Murray slides. Not in time. Murray just ahead of the tag. And it's 4-0 Biloxi. Tomlins moves up to third on the wild pitch. Driscoll tried to play hero. Was about 10 feet away from the plate. And instead of flipping the ball to Wilcox, tried to do it all by himself. Count now at 2-1. Wilcox stares in. It's now 4-0 Biloxi. The pitch home. Chirio swings and rolls it back up the middle. Simon, the second baseman, backhands it, throws the first one hop to the bag. In time, Chirio's retired, and it ends the inning. But not before Biloxi gets three on the board. Three runs, one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. 4-0 Biloxi after 3.5. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Start your weekend off right with the Boys of Summer, baseball, and fireworks. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com. Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Be one of the first 1,000 fans in the ballpark on Saturday, July 1st at 6:05 and receive a Shuckers Hawaiian shirt presented by Kaneka Sausage. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun. Join the Shuckers at MGM Park on Saturday, August 12th at 6:05 as they take on the Tennessee Smokies and celebrate Olympic royalty for Women in Sports Night. The Shuckers are set to honor Gulfport's own Brittany Reese, a three-time Olympic medalist and seven-time world champion, with a bobblehead in her likeness for the first 1,000 fans. Visit the MGM Park box office or visit BiloxiShuckers.com to get your tickets for the celebration.
Up to the plate from the right side. Biloxi leads it 4-0. Carlos Rodriguez, the righty on the hill, delivers home. Caminero takes strike one on the outside corner. It has been banner start to this series for Biloxi's offense. Rodriguez delivers. Caminero takes away. The count evens at 1-1. The Shuckers scored 10 runs in game one. The 1-1 delivery. Caminero waves and misses, and the count goes to 1-2. And after scoring 10 runs in game one of the series, even with a postponement yesterday, the Shuckers offense has scored 4 runs in 4 innings today. The pitch is fouled back, and the count stays at 1-2. A couple of Shuckers pitchers doing some light stretching out in the bullpen. One of them is Ryan Middendorf, who's back with the Shuckers roster after being transferred from Nashville yesterday. The pitch home misses low and away, and the count evens at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rodriguez delivers. Caminero waves and misses at a slider. Fourth strikeout of the day for Rodriguez. First out of the inning, he brings up the left-handed hitting, Austin Shenton. The pitch home, misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. One out, nobody on, 4-0 Biloxi. Here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Rodriguez delivers, Shenton waves over the top of it. Count evens at 1-1. Middendorf now on the mound in the bullpen. Looks like today might be a little bit of a shorter start from Rodriguez. He's just at 52 pitches. Delivers the 53rd home. Misses low, and the count goes to 2-1. And Middendorf's working quick. It is not a light warm-up. Delivers to Shenton. Takes a strike on the outside corner. Count evens, 2-2. Shuckers lead it 4-0 here in the fourth inning. Rodriguez picks up the leg and delivers to Shenton. Curveball misses off the outside corner. Rodriguez done with strike three. He'll do it again at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Shenton at the very back of the left-handed box. The pitch from Rodriguez. Fastball misses inside. Left-handed bat earns a walk. Brings up the left-handed hitting Tristan Peters. Rodriguez delivers, up and in. Peters backs out of the way. Count goes to 1-0. Rodriguez delivers home. Misses away, and the count goes to 2 balls and 0 strikes. Peters flew out to center back in the second inning. Shenton's at first with 1 away. 4-0 Biloxi in the bottom of the fourth inning. The pitch home. Misses inside. Pops at Acaro's glove. And Shenton's off to second. We'll see whether or not that's a wild pitch or a pass ball. But either way, the count's at 3 balls and 0 strikes. Rodriguez has been all over the place the last two batters. Trying to finish off Peters and try and get out of a scoreless fourth inning. It is a pass ball. The pitch home. Misses up high. Ball four, and it's back-to-back walks. And that brings out manager Mike Guerrero. And ends the day for Rodriguez. Rodriguez ends after 3 1/3 innings. His shortest start of the year. Second shortest start of the year. And it brings in Ryan Middendorf from the Biloxi bullpen. Guerrero takes the ball from Rodriguez. Gives him a pat on the shoulder. We'll take a break. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our prices low.
Hey,
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keith's. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keith's Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keith's Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
Radio Network. Ryan Middendorf set to make his first Double-A appearance since being transferred back to Biloxi yesterday from Triple-A. Rodriguez done after 3 1/3 innings. Leaves two runners in scoring position. Check that. Two runners on for Middendorf. One of the two is in scoring position. First pitch to the righty Mason Auer. He's a wave and a miss at a fastball. And the count goes 0-1. Over his 3 1/3 innings. Rodriguez allows just one hit, two walks, and four strikeouts. All while throwing 60 pitches. The pitch home is fouled back and out of play. That goes 0-2. Bowers 0-1 today with a strikeout. Middendorf delivers. Auer pops it up. Out towards left, Campbell, the left fielder, trips over a little bit towards left center, now comes in two steps and makes the catch. Second out of the inning. Two away, and the left-handed hitting Logan Driscoll steps up. Gives us a chance to take a look at the Owa Parks and Resort scoreboard update. Plan your visit today and visit OWA.com. Bottom of the second inning in Birmingham, Smokies up 5-0 on the Barons. Top five, M Braves up 2-1 on Pensacola. And top four, Chattanooga and Rocket City are scoreless. Pitch to the lefty Driscoll. Chopped on the ground, left side of the infield. Murray gets it at short, takes a step, fires to first. And that ends the inning. Good job by Middendorf. Out of his first appearance back in Double A and strand two inherited runners. No runs, no hits, no errors. Two runners left on base. Into the fifth. 4-0 Biloxi. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
At Glass Doctor, our trained specialists are experts at fixing foggy and cracked glass, leaving any residential window looking like new. Visit glassdoctor.com to request a free estimate and let Glass Doctor bring back your view.
Watch over 7,000 minor league games during the season with MILB.TV on the MILB First Pitch app and MILB.com. Sign up today at MILB.TV.
Featuring amazing views of MGM Park, downtown Biloxi, and the Mississippi Sound, the Renova Roofing Party Deck is the place to be this summer. The deck includes all-you-can-eat food and beverage service for 2 hours, as well as group recognition on the MGM Park video board during the game. Enjoy the scenic views of the game from the suite level. Get in the action and call 228-233-3465 today.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Be one of the first 1,000 fans at MGM Park on Saturday, July 29th at 6:05 for a clear backpack giveaway presented by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Mississippi. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
Alabama, Montgomery in Riverwalk Stadium, the location. Shuckers lead the Biscuits 4-0. Jacob Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers radio network. It's the righty Cole Wilcox on the hill against the lefty Tyler Black. 2-3-4 in the order due up for Biloxi. Wilcox delivers home. Black takes up and away, and the count goes to 1-0. Shuckers have piled it on Wilcox here. The third straight time they've faced him, they've scored in bunches. Four runs today on three hits. The pitch to Black misses inside. He dances out of the box from the left side. The count goes to 2-0. In three starts against Biloxi in 2023, Wilcox has allowed 16 runs in 12 innings. The 2-0 delivery. Black takes away, and the count goes to 3-0. Last inning, the Shuckers got three runs in on just one hit. A wild pitch and a two RBI single from Isaac Collins played to the three. The pitch home. Black swings and demolishes this to right. Auer looks at it, and it's way gone. Black smashes his eighth home run of the year. He's got a multi-hit game, and it's 5-0 Biloxi. Black crosses home with a solo blast. A ball that got out of here in a hurry. Brings up the switch hitting Noah Campbell. Digs in from the left side. That's the eighth homer of the year from Black. His 26th run driven in. He continues to mash here in 2023. The pitch to Campbell. Takes inside and the count goes to 1-0. That was something that Black talked about a lot in the offseason. That he wanted to add some power to the game. He'd only hit five home runs last year. But we're almost halfway through 2023. And he's got eight. The pitch to Campbell. Takes up high, and the count goes to 2-0. Black's got eight homers to go along with 35 stolen bases. And he's reached base in 49 of 50 games. The 2-0 delivery. Campbell takes a strike on the outside corner. Count goes to 2-1. The 2-1 delivery. Campbell waves and misses at a fastball. And the count evens at 2-2. Campbell's 0-for-1 today with a walk. Had a deep fly out to center to end the third inning. Shuckers scored one in the third, one here in the fifth, and three in the fourth. The pitch home. He swings and misses. Change up down low. It's the third strikeout today from Wilcox. Retires Campbell for the first out. Brings up the righty Wes Clark. Clark's 0-for-1 today. Was hit by a pitch last time up. Manager Morgan Ensberg comes out of the dugout. That ends the night for Cole Wilcox. 81 pitches, just 39 strikes, and he leaves with the Shuckers up 5-0. We'll be back after this with a new pitcher, Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Anthony Bear Seal and the team at Seal's Tire and Auto Repair are a problem for car problems. They know oil changes, tire and brake issues, wheel alignments, and AC problems are gonna happen. So before car problems result in repairs, go see Bear. With honesty and integrity, they specialize in preventative maintenance so you can avoid screaming brakes, blown tires, and other high-dollar repairs. Seal's has over 20 years of experience, meaning the next time your car freaks out, you don't have to. Seal's Tire and Auto Repair, located on 25th Avenue in Gulfport. Visit sealstires.com.
I get up,
Detroit. Late back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. It is a big-time lead for Biloxi. They've knocked the starter, Cole Wilcox, out of the game. New pitcher in. As the Shuckers have opened up a 5-0 lead. West Park leads it off against Franklin DaCosta. The new arm on the hill. First pitch to Clark. He takes away, and the count goes to 1-0. Wilcox exits the game after getting another rough start here in 2023. It has not been the year the number 9 Rays prospect has imagined it would be. The 1-0 delivery. Clark takes down low, and the count goes to 2-0. Goes 4 1/3 innings. Gives up 4 hits, 5 runs on, and 4 of them earned. 3 walks and 3 strikeouts, and throws 81 pitches, just 39 strikes. The 2-0 delivery to Clark. He swings and tips it foul. Count goes to 2-1. Shuckers lead it 5-0. The pitch to Clark. He takes up and away, and the count goes to 3-1. Well, the Shuckers offense just continues to make the pitching staff of the Biscuits work. DaCosta delivers. Clark takes low, 4. Clark reaches base for the second time today. Brings up the righty, Jefferson Caro. DaCosta this year makes his 7th appearance, 13 1/3 innings, 8 walks, 13 strikeouts with a 7.43 ERA, and opponents hitting .315 against him. He faces Caro. The pitch to Caro. Takes low, count goes to 1-0. Caro's 1-for-2 today with a single and a pop out to second. Man on first, one away, top 5, and it's 5-0 Biloxi. The pitch home. Misses away, and the count goes to 2-0. DaCosta delivers home. Caro takes low. Driscoll blocks it up. The count goes to 3-0. 8 pitches now for DaCosta. Just one of them has been a strike. 8 of them have been outside the zone. DaCosta walked 3-2 innings last time out against Pensacola. The 3-0 delivery. Caro fouls it back. Green light on 3-0. Count goes to 3-1. Caro steps back in. DaCosta delivers. Caro takes up and away, and it's back-to-back walks. Start off DaCosta's appearance. One run already in. Runners in first and second with one away. The only out was the last batter that Cole Wilcox faced. Brings up the switch hitting Xavier Warren. The pitch to the righty Warren. Tips it foul. Into Driscoll's glove, and the count goes 2-1. Warren's up from the right side for the first time today. He's 0-1, walked last time up, and is grounded into a double play. Shuckers lead it 5-0. Runner in scoring position. The pitch home. checks his swing. Home plate umpire Tom O'Neill says he goes around. And the count goes to 0-2. DaCosta delivers. Warren takes away, and the count goes to 1-2. Shuckers have seen a lot of pitches tonight. They've been walked 5 times and hit twice. It's only the 5th inning. The 1-2 delivery. Warren takes the pitch low and a curveball, and the count evens at 2-2. Carlos Rodriguez stands on deck. DaCosta just trying to find the strike zone right now. The 2-2 delivery misses away, and the count goes full. It's the 3rd straight 3-ball count for DaCosta. Warren back in from the right side. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 1 away. Runners on 1st and 2nd for Biloxi. They lead it 5-0. The pitch takes inside, ball 4, and they're loaded up for Carlos Rodriguez. Clark to 3rd, Caro to 2nd, Warren to 1st. And it brings out Logan Driscoll to talk to DaCosta. Gives us 10 seconds to take station identification. Shuckers Radio Network.
WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the home of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball at 1240 AM and 100.9 FM.
Welcome back to Montgomery. Javik Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. The Shuckers are up big, and they're threatening for more. It's 5-0 Biloxi in the top of the 5th inning. They've scored 15 runs in their first 14 innings at bat this series. Wes Quark's at 3rd. Jefferson Caro's at 2nd. Xavier Warren's at 1st. And Carlos Rodriguez, left-handed bat, is up at the plate. 1 run already in the inning. Lefty Franklin DaCosta delivers home. Rodriguez checks his swing. Check out to the 3rd base umpire, making Hammond says he doesn't go. The count goes to 1-0. DaCosta kind of silently stood his ground at the mound. Not a huge fan of the call. He's thrown 17 pitches. Just 4 of them have been strikes. Shuckers have drawn 3 straight walks against him. The 1-0 delivery. Rodriguez swings and serves it out to right center field. Hours over, under it, and the right fielder makes a catch. Clark tags from 3rd, comes home. It's cut off. Camero escapes to 3rd, tags from 2nd. It's a sacrifice 5 from Rodriguez. And the Shuckers lead it 6-0. Two away now for the righty Ethan Murray. Shuckers have scored 6 runs on 4 hits. Over the past 2 innings, have scored 5 runs on 2 hits. Murray's in from the right side against DaCosta. The pitch home. Take strike 1 in the outside corner. The 0-1 delivery. Murray takes away, and the count evens at 1-1. Murray has walked and struck out today. Walked last time up and came around to score on a pass ball. A mad scramble to the plate. Ball that popped into Driscoll's glove. Arrow. Big lead off 3rd. DaCosta fires. Wave and a miss. Count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 delivery. Murray takes away, and the count evens at 2-2. DaCosta comes set. Warren off 1st. Caro off 3rd with 2 away. The pitch. Murray swings and lifts it foul. First base sign out of play. Count stays even at 2-2. Isaac Collins stands on deck. Shucker's offense has worked its way around. The 2-2 delivery. Murray swings and tips it foul. And Driscoll's glove to the backstop. Count stays even at 2-2. Ethan Murray's in the 8th spot. Isaac Collins up next is in the 9th spot in the order. And both of them are coming up for the third time tonight. The 2-2 delivery. Murray swings and lifts it foul. First base side out of play. And the count stays even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. DaCosta comes set. Now the 2-2 delivery. Murray fouls it back. And we'll do it again. That was the 26th pitch from DaCosta. Remember, DaCosta entered with one out in the inning. Wilcox went 4 1/3 innings tonight, 381 pitches. This kid's pitching has thrown 106 tonight. The pitch home misses low. They'll have to throw a 108th pitch on the night. But 108 pitches and just 49 of them have been strikes. 39 from Wilcox, 10 from DaCosta. Meanwhile, Shucker's pitching through 4 innings has thrown 64 pitches. DaCosta delivers to Murray. Swings and lifts it down the right field line. Tails foul. Takes a hop and a play. Count stays full. Poor Xavier Warren. He was practically at third. Has to take a long walk back across the infield. Go back to first. He'll be off with the pitch. Go to an 11th pitch here in the at-bat. DaCosta sets. The 3-2 delivery. Warren's off the pitch. Misses inside. Pops out of Driscoll's glove. Caro stays put. Murray works his second walk of the night. And the 8th batter of the inning comes up. It's Isaac Collins. For the second straight inning, he comes up with the bases loaded. Shuckers lead it 6-0 in the top of the 5th inning. DaCosta's worked through 5 batters, and he's walked 4 of them. He comes set. Collins is up from the right side. The pitch home. Collins swings and lifts it down the right field line. Auer, the right fielder, over towards the line, makes the catch, and it ends the inning. But not before the Shuckers tally a couple. In the inning, 2 runs on 1 hit, no errors, and 3 runners left on base. Tyler Black's solo shot extends the lead on a sacrifice fly, extends it a little bit more. Ryan Middendorf back to the hill. When we return, Shuckers lead it 6-0 on the Biloxi Shuckers radio network.
Other teams might have season ticket holders, but in Biloxi, become a member of the team with a Shuck Nation membership. Pick your way to be at MGM Park for every big home run, late rally, and get out of your seat moment for the 2023 season with one of our memberships, starting as low as $27 a month. Memberships include flexible tickets, exclusive discounts, unique experiences, lasting memories, and more. Become a part of Shuck Nation today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-2465.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Everyone deserves a great smile. Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics is here to help you, Shuckers fans. With some of the country's leading orthodontists right here in Biloxi, Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics accepts most insurance.
Whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. Get the confident smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consult. Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics, the official smile provider of minor league baseball.
Hi, this is Nick Bennett, and you're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Go Shuckers, baby.
Ryan Middendorf goes back to the hill for Biloxi. Bottom of the fifth inning from Riverwalk Stadium in Montgomery. Jim Blake alongside you. It's been all Shuckers tonight. 6 runs on 4 hits. The Biscuits have been shut out on just 1 hit. Diego Infante leads it off. Ryan Middendorf, the righty, delivers. First pitch is a called strike one on the outside corner. Final line for Carlos Rodriguez. Goes 3 1/3 innings, gives up 1 hit, no runs, 2 walks, and 4 strikeouts. The 0-1 delivery. Infante takes strike two. Rodriguez was lifted after just 60 pitches. Not injury-related. Very much seemed like it was pre-planned that he would exit the game after 60 pitches. Got through 3 batters in the fourth, and Mike Guerrero lifted him for Middendorf. The 0-2 delivery. Slider misses low and inside. Goes to 1-2. Middendorf's out for his first appearance back in AA since being transferred back to Biloxi yesterday. He made 10 appearances with the Nashville Sounds in the International League. The 1-2 delivery. Swings and lifts it out towards right. Rodriguez over towards the line. Got a step in a fair territory, makes the catch. And Middendorf's retired all 3 batters he's faced. Brings up the righty, Heriberto Hernandez. With Nashville, he struck out 14 and 11 and 2/3 innings, but had a 7.71 ERA. Entering today in Biloxi, he's allowed 6 runs in 9 innings, 3 walks, and 13 strikeouts. Hernandez 0-for-1 today. First pitch to him. Misses inside from Middendorf. The count goes to 1-0. Shuckers lead it 6-0. 6 runs on 4 hits tonight. Middendorf delivers. Hernandez takes inside, and the count goes to 2-0. The interesting thing for Middendorf, though, is back in Biloxi, he's got to wear a different uniform. The 2-0 delivery. Hernandez takes up high, and the count goes to 3-0. Middendorf started the year as the guy who wore number 35 for Biloxi. But when he went up to AAA, Luis Contreras came down to Biloxi, and he inherited the number 35. The 3-0 delivery. Slider, called strike one. So when Middendorf came down yesterday, can't wear 35 anymore. So he's changed into number 32 with Biloxi. The 3-1 delivery. Hernandez tips it foul. Caro's gear, and the count goes to 3-2. Three balls, 2 strikes, 1 away. Middendorf delivers. Hernandez takes away. Draws the 3rd walk of the day from the Biscuits. Brings up the lefty, Evan Edwards. Edwards digs in from the left side. 0-for-1 today. Grounded into a fielder's choice last time he was up. Shuckers lead it 6-0. Bottom of the 5th inning. The pitch home. Checks his swing. Doesn't matter. Called strike one. Middendorf comes set. Now delivers. Edwards takes low and the count evens. 1 ball and 1 strike. Hernandez off first. Middendorf delivers. Misses away. Pops out of Caro's glove. Hernandez stays put. Count goes to 2-1. Edwards stands back in. The 2-1 delivery. Wave and a miss. Count evens. Two balls and two strikes. Edwards was originally drafted by the Marlins in the fourth round of the 2019 draft. Drafted out of NC State. Former member of the Wolfpack. Real good ACC baseball school. The 2-2 delivery. Takes up high. Count goes to three balls and two strikes. His time, though, with the Marlins didn't last long. Spent really just the 2019 year with them. Was traded to the Rays in 2021 for John Curtis. It was in February of 2021, so the pitch home. Swings and rolls it on the ground left side of the infield. Murray backhands it, only plays to first, fires it over to Warren in time and retires Edwards for the second out of the inning. Hernandez at second, two away. That brings up the switch hitting Ronnie Simon. Garrow quickly out to the mound to talk to Middendorf. He's retired four of the first five batters he's faced down here back in Double A. Simon's 0 for 2 today. Pop out and a ground out back to the mound. 6-0 Biloxi, bottom of the fifth inning. Middendorf delivers. Misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Right now, some light stretching going on in both bullpens. The Robbie Baker stretching is a little bit more, should we say, involved than what's going on in the Biscuits bullpen. He's doing some calisthenics. The pitch home, chopped on the ground, third base side. Black gets it on a big hop, fires the first in time. Ryan Middendorf works through a clean fifth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. 6-0 Biloxi after five. Into the sixth. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone and all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You will need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast.
Over the Montgomery Biscuits. Second game of a six-game set. Shuckers took the opener on Tuesday 10-8. They lead it 6-0. Jacob Blake back with you from Riverwalk Stadium. It's the lefty Franklin DaCosta out to the mound for his first full inning of work and faces the top of the order. Starts off with the righty Jackson Churio. DaCosta delivers. Churio takes inside and the ball that beams to the backstop. Count goes to 1-0. It has not been a fun appearance so far for Franklin DaCosta. That was his 31st pitch. 28 of the 31. Check that, 18 of the 31 have missed out of the zone. The 1-0 delivery. Chirio takes low, and the count goes to 2-0. DaCosta came in for Cole Wilcox last inning, who ended his night after 4 1/3 innings on the hill. DaCosta faced six batters, only retired two. The 2-0 delivery. Fastball called strike one on the inside corner. But he didn't allow a hit. All four batters that reached against him reached via the walk. The 2-1 delivery. Chirio swings and fouls it off. First base side out of play. Count evens at 2-2. The Shuckers have been a patient team tonight. They've walked seven times and they've been hit twice. Add it all up, you get 9 free passes by the Biscuits pitching staff. DaCosta delivers. Chirio fouls it towards Tyler Black, who's in the on-deck circle. Count stays at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Well, the big thing tonight has been that Biloxi's seen a ton of pitches. They've almost seen 120 from Montgomery. We're only in the sixth inning. DaCosta delivers. Chirio way ahead of a changeup. Called and swings over it for strike three. First out of the inning brings up the lefty Tyler Black. Chirio loses a six-pitch battle to DaCosta. Black steps in from the left side. Black set himself a terrific day. 2 for 3. He's a single and a triple shy of the cycle. DaCosta delivers. Black waves and misses at a fastball low. Now goes 0-1. Black's also driven in two today. Up to 26 runs driven in this year. 8 home runs. He's already surpassed his total from 2022, where he hit 5 home runs. The 0-1 delivery. Black swings and lifts it foul. Third base side out of play. And the count goes 0-2. No balls and 2 strikes with 1 away. Nobody on for Biloxi. They lead it 6-0. DaCosta delivers. Black checks his swing. Called strike three in the outside corner. Back-to-back strikeouts from DaCosta. Up the switch hitting Noah Campbell. 2 outs, nobody on. 6-0 Biloxi. Campbell digs in from the right side for the first time today. He's 0-2 with a walk. DaCosta delivers. Campbell checks his swing. Changeup called strike one. James Meeker's up and getting warm in the Biloxi pen. DaCosta fires. Campbell takes slow and the count evens at 1-1. The pitch. Campbell taps it foul and the count goes to 1-2. Shuckers lead it 6-0. Top of the sixth inning. It's been all Biloxi all series long. DaCosta's 1-2 delivery. Campbell waves and misses. Fastball top of the zone. That finishes off a 1-2-3 inning for the lefty. Sends us to the bottom of the sixth inning. First 1-2-3 inning of the night for the Biscuits. Shuckers lead it 6-0 through 5.5. Back after this, Shuckers Radio Network.
Beer, soda, hot dogs, all at a discount? That's right. Join the boys of summer at MGM Park every Thursday home game for Thirsty Thursday presented by Yuengling, Coca-Cola, and Kicker 108. Enjoy $2 Yuengling drafts, hot dogs, and sodas along with $4 draft beer specials. Want more? Splash in with the Shuckers Thirsty Thursday deal with reserve level ticket and 2 drink vouchers for $14. Join in on the fun and reserve your tickets, hey, at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Celebrate the weekend with premium giveaways, specialty jerseys, and unique acts every Saturday night throughout the 2023 season. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
Rep the Pearl and Oyster everywhere with a trip to the Shuckers shop at MGM Park and online. Find Shuckers hats, apparel, collectibles, novelties, Marvel Defenders of the Diamond merchandise, and more. Grab your Shuckers gear today at MGM Park or visit shuckers.milbstore.com.
Strike one at the top of the zone. Shuckers lead it 6-0 here at Riverwalk Stadium in Montgomery. Meeker relieves Ryan Middorf. Gone after an inning and two thirds. No runs, no hits. One walk on 22 pitches. The 0-1 delivery misses away. And the count evens at 1-1. Meeker this year has been excellent in the Biloxi bullpen. An ERA of 2.97. The 1-1 delivery. Slider, wave, and a miss. Count goes to 1-2. Meeker's got a 2.97 ERA in 15 appearances, 36 strikeouts. And here's the big one. Just 3 walks in 30 innings. Impressive season for a guy who has capitalized off a great winner in Australia with the Brisbane Bandits. The 1-2 delivery. Caminero swings and chops it on the ground to short. Murray gets it on two hops, takes a step, fires a dart to Warren at first, and retires Caminero for the first out. Brings up the left-handed hitting Austin Shenton. He's 0-1 today with a walk. One out, nobody on. 6-0 Biloxi. We're on the bottom of the sixth inning. Meeker delivers. Misses away. And the count goes to 1-0. Gives us a chance to take a look at the Owam Parks and Resort scoreboard update around the Southern League. Around the Brewers organization, more important. The pitch home. Shenton waves and misses. Count evens at 1-1. Top of the ninth inning in single A. Carolina looking to snap a 7-game losing streak of 7-2 on the Augusta Green Jackets. Bottom 5, 3-2. Bottom 8, 3-2 Great Lakes over the Timber Rattlers. 1-1 delivery. Wave and a miss. Count goes to 1-2. End of the sixth in triple A. Sounds up 3-1 on Gwinnett. And in the complexes, top of the second, the ACL Brewers up 1-0 on the ACL Angels. And in the DSL, a perfect 2-0 day. Brewers 2 wins it 11-8 over Giants Orange. And Brewers 1 wins it 5-2 over the DSL Angels. The 1-2 delivery. Called strike 3 on the outside corner. Second out of the inning. First strikeout from Meeker. Brings up the lefty Tristan Peters. The Brewers are off tonight. They'll be back in action tomorrow. A big-time 3-game weekend set against the Pittsburgh Pirates to kick off a 6-game homestand. Tristan Peters steps in from the left side. 0-1 today with a walk. The pitch home. Peters takes a strike on the outside corner. And speaking of big news, some big news about 3 feet to my left in the Biscuits radio booth. Their broadcaster, Chris Adams-Wall, has been called up to the big leagues to join the Rays. The pitch home. Fastball misses away, and the count evens at 1-1. So from all of us here at the Shuckers Radio Network, a big-time congratulations to Chris Adams-Wall, who will, after this week, be joining the Tampa Bay Rays radio team as the pregame and postgame host on the Rays Radio Network. The 1-1 delivery. Fastball called strike on the inside corner. Count goes to 1-2. Chris has been a staple here in Montgomery. 7.5 years with the Biscuits. Probably making a jump up to the bigs in about a week's time. Meeker's 1-2 delivery. Wave and a miss. Fastball top of the zone, and it finishes off a 1-2-3 inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. Into the seventh, 6-0 Biloxi. Back after this in the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Seventh inning in Montgomery. David Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. The lefty Franklin DaCosta back to the mound for his third inning of work. Faces off against the righty Wes Clark. With Biloxi up 6-0. We had the final three innings here in game two of a six-game set. Packers offense has rolled so far this series. 10 runs in game one on Tuesday. 6 runs here tonight. 16 runs in the first two games. DaCosta delivers to Clark. He takes away, and the count goes to 1-0. And the man behind what has been a great season offensively for Biloxi against Montgomery, averaging almost 6 runs a game, is Wes Clark at the plate. The 1-0 delivery. Clark waves and misses ahead of a changeup. Count evens 1-1. He says it's a little bit of payback for stealing one of his best friends, who's right now sitting in center field for Montgomery, and Tristan Peters. Peters, a member of the Brewers organization. Pitch home, misses low and inside, and the count goes to 2-1. Peters was traded last year at the trade deadline to the Giants organization, and then was traded again this offseason to the Rays. Clark and Peters are best friends off the field. Pitch home, misses low, and the count goes to 3-1. Wes said they were in the same draft class, and when they got to Arizona together to start their pro career, they connected instantly. Wes says Tristan was really his first friend in the Brewers organization after the draft. The 3-1 delivery. Clark swings and pops it foul. Out of play behind home plate. The count goes to 3-2. They're such good friends that not only are they great friends and were in each other's weddings, their wives, Wes said, might be even better friends than Tristan and Wes are. So while Clark's at the plate right now and Tristan's in center, their wives are hanging out, enjoying a night at the ballpark. One of the cool things about baseball. The 3-2 delivery. Wes takes low, and he works a walk. He's reached base 4 times tonight. A fielder's choice, 2 walks, and he's been hit by a pitch. Now brings up the righty Jefferson Carroll. Man on first with nobody out. 6-0 Biloxi here in the top of the seventh inning. DaCosta delivers. Carroll swings and lifts it foul. down the right field line hours after it. It drops down onto the big grassy hill. Guerrero takes a moment, steps out of the box, readjusts the batting gloves, and steps back in. Count it, no balls and one strike. Shuckers lead it 6-0 in the top of the seventh inning. The pitch home. Guerrero lips it, foul. First base side into foul territory. Edwards over towards the Shuckers. Dugout, a step in front of it, makes the catch. And Guerrero is retired for the first out. One away now for Xavier Warren. Switch hitters. Set to step in from the right side. Costa comes set. Now delivers to Warren. Takes low with the changeup. The count goes to 1-0. Warren's 0-for-1 today. Up to the plate for the fourth time. He's walked twice. That has been a common theme for the Shuckers tonight. They've drawn 8 walks. The 1-0 delivery. Warren swings and rolls it through a hole on the right side of the infield and into right for a base hit. Clark goes station to station, stops at second. Warren singles. Puts runners at first and second with one away for Carlos Rodriguez. Good piece of hitting from Warren. Ronnie Simon, the second baseman, was positioned a little bit more up the middle. Warren rolled it right through the spot where Simon's standing right now. The left-handed bat plate. Carlos Rodriguez up. 2-1, 1-away. 6-0 Biloxi in the seventh. Now DaCosta steps off and steps back on. Rodriguez is 0-for-2 with the sac fly. Sac fly came last time up. Will give the Shuckers a 6-0 lead. DaCosta delivers. Rodriguez takes away, and the count goes to 1-0. And now the catcher, Logan Driscoll, walks out to talk to DaCosta. Stinson right now is up in the bullpen for Montgomery. Driscoll walks back to the plate. Been a lengthy appearance for DaCosta. Got to throw his 55th pitch. The 1-0 delivery. Rodriguez backs away. It goes right by him to the backstop. Clark to third. Warren to second. Shuckers now have 2 in scoring position with 1 away. And the infield comes in for Montgomery. Shuckers lead it 6-0. 6 runs on 5 hits, but they've been helped out by 8 walks and 2 hit batters. The 2-0 delivery. Rodriguez swings and chops it on the ground to first. Edwards grabs a cork, hustles to the plate to throw home. In time, Clark's retired. Second out of the inning. Warren moves up to third. Rodriguez reaches on a fielder's choice. Now runners on first and third, 2 away. Righty Ethan Murray steps up to the plate. First off, Driscoll steps out from behind the plate, gives a couple of first and third signs. Murray now officially steps in. DaCosta delivers. Murray takes low. Driscoll locks it up. Count goes to 1-0. Lefty sets. Now delivers to Murray. Takes a strike on the inside corner. Count evens at 1-1. By the way, it is currently a one-run game in the middle of the seventh inning between the Nashville Sounds and the Gwinnett Strikers. The 1-1 delivery. Murray takes up high, and the count goes to 2-1. And that's an important thing because Abner Uribe is still waiting to make his AAA debut for the Nashville Sounds. And it is a one-run ball game for a guy who was using plenty of them here in Biloxi. The 2-1 delivery. Changeup misses inside, and the count goes to 3-1. And the fun part about Uribe eventually making his AAA debut with Nashville is that the Sounds use the live tracking data they use at the big league level in terms of baseball savant. Live radar readings and everything. The 3-1 delivery. Murray takes away. Ball four, and they're loaded up. Isaac Collins strides up to the plate for his third plate appearance tonight. The base is loaded. But if and eventually when Uribe makes his AAA debut with Nashville, that'll be something to look for. The live data as far as the pitch velocities. He reached 103 down here in Buxton. Get all the advanced metrics on Uribe, who's one of the best pitchers in the Brewers organization. Morgan Ensberg walks out to the hill. End of the day for Franklin DaCosta. Bases loaded. Two away. Top of the seventh inning. Shuckers lead it 6-0. Back after this, Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Follow the Biloxi Shuckers away from MGM Park for every pitch, promotion, ticket offer, and discount on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Follow the team at Biloxi Shuckers on Twitter, Facebook, and TikTok, or at Official Biloxi Shuckers on Instagram. Become part of the fun today.
Enjoy 35 flexible Biloxi Shuckers tickets, access to special events, discounts, and more with the Shuck Nation Half Shell Membership Plan. Receive first right to discounted Shuckers postseason tickets, a refillable Shuck Nation mug, a 10% Shuckers Shop discount, community offers around Biloxi, and so much more. Join the fun today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Montgomery, David Blake back with you. It's 6-0 Biloxi. Franklin DaCosta out after 2 3 innings. And in comes the lefty Graham Stinson with the bases loaded, two away. The switch hitter Isaac Collins in from the right side. Stinson's first delivery. Collins takes strike one on the outside corner. Ethan Murray's at first. Carlos Rodriguez is at second. Xavier Warren is at third. DaCosta's responsible for all three base runners after six walks in 2 3 innings. The 0-1 delivery. Collins takes a strike and the count goes 0-2. Stinson this year makes his 11th appearance, 6.14 ERA in 14 2/3 innings. Eight walks, 20 strikeouts. And opponents hitting 290 against him. Stinson delivers to Collins. Misses away with a curveball, and the count goes to 1-2. Stinson, a tall left-handed arm, 6'5", 250 pounds. Shuckers trying to tally a couple more. Stinson delivers. Collins fouls it back and out of play. Count stays at 1-2. Bases Bases loaded, two outs, top of the seventh inning. Stinson fires. Collins waits on it, rolls it on the ground to short. Caminero gets it, goes to second, and that ends the inning. Stinson faces one batter and works out of a bases loaded jam. At the end of the inning, no runs on one hit, no errors, and three runners left on base. Checkers have stranded nine, but they win it 6-0. Time to stretch in Montgomery. After this, the Bloods and Checkers later.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Enjoy 35 flexible Biloxi Shuckers tickets, access to special events, discounts, and more with the Shuck Nation Half Shell Membership Plan. Receive first right to discounted Shuckers postseason tickets, a refillable Shuck Nation mug, a 10% Shuckers Shop discount, community offers around Biloxi, and so much more. Join the fun today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
James Meeker back on the hill for Biloxi. First pitch, fouled off, and the count goes 2-1. Javik Blake back with you. Thanks much for joining us. Game two of a six-game set. Checkers won game one, 10-8. The game they led 8-1 early on. Furious comeback by Montgomery. Today they lead it 6-0. Meeker delivers, wave and a miss of a slider. The count goes 2-2. The two teams will play games 3 and 4 tomorrow to make up the rainout from yesterday. First pitch is at 4:30 in game one. Meeker delivers. Slider, wave and a miss. Allers strikes out for the second time today. The third strikeout for Meeker brings up the lefty Logan Driscoll. Driscoll's 0-2. Biscuit's been held to one hit tonight. A trio of Carlos Rodriguez, Ryan Middendorf, and James Meeker. The pitch home. Slider misses inside, and the count goes to 1-0. Driscoll's flown out to center and grounded out to short. Meeker delivers home. Slider misses inside, and the count goes to 2-0. The 2-0 delivery. Fastball called strike one on the outside corner. Meeker sets, now delivers. Fastball called strike two. The interesting part tonight is that the Shuckers pitching staff has not used a ton of strikeouts. And that's usually their MO in games where they pitch well. But a lot of weak contact tonight. Time's called. A pitch clock violation stag to Meeker. It goes to 3 balls and 2 strikes. Three balls, 2 strikes, 1 away. The pitch home. Wave and a miss. That's four straight strikeouts from Meeker. Two outs, nobody on. Brings up the righty, Diego Infante. Shuckers lead it 6-0. Trying to end the final 2 weeks in the first half of the year on a good note. Infante's 1-for-2 today. The pitch home. Called strike one in the outside corner. Shuckers' elimination number stands at 5 right now. Be any combination of 5 Pensacola Blue Wahoo wins and Shuckers losses. The 0-1 delivery. Slider called strike two. First half ends next Sunday. Shuckers will be at home against the Chattanooga Lookouts, who are in a dogfight of their own, the Tennessee Smokies, with the North Division title in the first half. Team separated by just a half game. The 1-2 delivery. Wave and a miss. Meeker strikes out the side, and he's retired 5 in a row on strikeouts. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. Into the 8th, Shuckers lead it 6-0. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Anthony Bear Seal and the team at Seal's Tire and Auto Repair are a problem for car problems. They know oil changes, tire and brake issues, wheel alignments, and AC problems are gonna happen. So before car problems result in repairs, go see Bear. With honesty and integrity, they specialize in preventative maintenance so you can avoid screaming brakes, blown tires, and other high-dollar repairs. Seal's has over 20 years of experience, meaning the next time your car freaks out, you don't have to. Seal's Tire and Auto Repair, located on 25th Avenue in Gulfport, visit sealstires.com.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone and all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter!
Hi, this is TJ Shook, and you're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
We end the 8th inning, a game where the Shuckers have dominated. Biloxi 6, Montgomery nothing. David Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Graham Stinson in for his first full inning of work and faces the top of the order. Starts off with the righty, Jackson Churio. Stinson delivers. Churio takes strike one on the outside corner. Stinson relieved Franklin DaCosta last inning with the bases loaded. Only needed to face one batter to get out of things. Isaac Collins grinded into a fielder's choice and kept it at 6-0. The pitch, curveball, wave and a miss. Count goes to 2-2. Churio's 0-for-3 today. He's been hit by a pitch and stolen a base. That steal was his 18th of the year. Two away from becoming the second Shucker to 20 in 2023. The 0-2 delivery misses up and away, and the count goes to 1-2. Tyler Black stands on deck. Shucker's order going through for the 5th time tonight. The 1-2 delivery. Churio smacks it on the ground, foul. Third base side, smacks off the wall and trickles on down to the Biscuits bullpen. Count stays at 1-2. The pitch home. Misses away. The count evens at 2-2. Tyler Black's on deck. Noah Campbell's in the hole. Lefty Stinson comes set. Now delivers. Churio stares at a pitch low. Driscoll thought it was strike three. went three steps up the third base line, about to throw it to third. He stopped and just tosses it back to Stinson. Count at 3-2 with nobody out. Stinson tosses away the baseball and gets a new one from home plate umpire Tom O'Neill. The pitch to Churio. Swings over the top of it. Strikes out the curveball, first out of the inning. Brings up the left-handed hitting Tyler Black. He's 2-for-4 today. Double and a homer. He has both of Biloxi's extra base hits tonight. Nobody on. Checkers lead it 6-0 here in the eighth inning. Stinson delivers. Slider called strike one in the outside corner. Six runs on 5 hits for Biloxi. Just 1 hit since the fourth inning. The pitch. Black swings and chops it on the ground to first. Edwards, the first baseman, grabs it, taps the bag. 2 up, 2 down. Brings up the switch hitting Noah Campbell, who digs in from the right side. Two outs, nobody on. 6-0 Biloxi here on the top of the eighth inning. Stinson delivers. Campbell takes low and inside. Count goes to 1-0. The win tonight for Biloxi would increase their win streak to 3 in a row. It'll be the first time they won 3 straight since they won 5 straight back in early May. The 1-0 delivery misses away, and the count goes to 2-0. Since that 5-game winning streak, the Shunkers have only won back-to-back games 4 times. The 2-0 delivery. Campbell takes a strike on the inside corner. Count goes to 2-1. That 5-game win streak is when the Shunkers hit their high water mark at 19-12, 7 games above 500. The 2-1 delivery. Campbell takes a slider off the inside corner. Count goes to 3-1. Been a bit of a seesaw back and forth. Lost 5 of 6 at Chattanooga. They've split each of the last 3 series. Three balls and 1 strike with 2 away. Stinson delivers to Campbell. Swings and chops it on the ground up the third baseline. Shetton lets it dribble. Foul just wide of the bag. And the count goes full. That foul ball is brought to you by Glass Doctor. Your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor 228-641-9167 or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. Campbell walks all the way back to the plate. Now steps in from the right side. 0-for-3 today with a walk and 2 strikeouts. Stinson sets. Now delivers. Campbell takes inside, draws a walk, and it brings up Wes Clark. Clark steps in from the right side. He's 0-for-1 today. He's been walked twice and hit by a pitch. Man on first with 2 away. Stinson delivers. Clark takes strike 1 in the outside corner. Clark's part of what has been 10 walks drawn by Biloxi. He's one of the 2 batters who have been hit by a pitch. The 0-1 delivery misses away. The count evens at 1-ball and 1-strike. Ten walks for Biloxi, 2 shy of the single-game high this year of 12. The pitch home. Clark takes a strike at the knees. Count goes to 1-2. That came back on April 19th at Rocket City in a 7-1 Shuckers win. The 1-2 delivery. Court swings over the top of a curveball, and it ends the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. Into the bottom of the eighth inning. 6-0 Biloxi. Back after this from the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
At Glass Doctor, our trained specialists are experts at fixing foggy and cracked glass, leaving any residential window looking like new without replacing the entire window. Bring back the view of any window with Glass Doctor. Visit GlassDoctor.com to request a free estimate on repairing your foggy or cracked windows. Let Glass Doctor bring back your view.
Call the Glass Doctor, we'll fix your paint. Oh, yeah!
Want a fun, family-affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Watch the Shuckers take on the Trash Pandas in style on Saturday, July 15th at 6:05 with a Shuckers bucket hat giveaway for the first 1,000 fans presented by Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Biloxi. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun. Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Start your weekend off right with the Boys of Summer, baseball, and fireworks. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Blake back with you for Montgomery. Shuckers lead it 6-0. Biscuits have only managed a hit tonight against the Shuckers staff. Pitch home, misses away, and the count goes to 2-0. And that one hit came in the third inning. So far, it's been one hit and three walks for Montgomery. That's been it. The 2-0 delivery. Called strike on a slider, and the count goes to 2-1. Shuckers got all six runs between the third and the fifth inning. One in the third, three in the fourth, and two more in the fifth, putting a solo home run from Tyler Black and a double to extend his on-base streak to 35 in a row. The pitch, wave and a miss, count evens at 2-2. Check that, 34 in a row. He's reached base in 49 of 50 games. A 2-2 delivery to Hernandez. This is inside with a slider, and the count goes full. It's been easy going for the Shuckers pitching staff tonight. Carlos Rodriguez got the start. Gave up a hit, no runs in 3 1/3 innings. Then an inning and 2/3 scoreless from Middendorf and Meekers into his third inning of work. The pitch lifted out towards left. Campbell goes back towards the warning track, sticks up the glove, and makes the catch for the out. That's 7 straight retired by Meeker. Brings up the lefty, Evan Edwards. Gives us a chance to take a look at the Owam Parks and Resorts scoreboard update around the Southern League. They're through 7 in Chattanooga. Rocket City leads the Lookouts 4-2. First pitch to Edwards. Fastball misses inside, and the count goes to 1-0. Bottom 7. At Regions Field in Birmingham, Smokies up 5-4, clinging to a lead that was once 5-0. The 1-0 delivery. Edwards takes low, and the count goes to 2-0. Meanwhile, in the top of the 7th inning in Pensacola, it is 3-3 between the M Braves and the Blue Waters. Shuckers trying to stave off elimination in the first half divisional race for another day. Pitch home. Called strike. Fastball top of the zone. Then the count goes to 2-1. The magic number for the Blue Wahoos is 5. Shuckers sit in second place in the Southern League South Division standings. The 2-1 delivery. fouls it off. Count evens at 2-2. By the way, fans, that foul ball is brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor at 228-641-9167 or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. That magic number, by the way, is the number of Blue Wahoos wins and Shuckers losses that equal 5 to eliminate Biloxi from playoff contention in the first half. The 2-2 delivery. Chopped on the ground, right side of the infield. Two hops to Collins at second, fires to Warren at first. Two up, two down. Brings up the switch hitter, Ronnie Simon. Simon, a switch hitter up from the left side. Two outs, nobody on. 6-0 Biloxi. Bottom of the eighth inning. The pitch. Fastball called strike one on the outside corner. Simon's 0 for 3. Pop out. Ground out. More of a swinging bunt. Then a ground out to third. The pitch. Called strike on the outside corner. Count goes 0-2. Chris Gow is up in the bullpen right now for Montgomery. Right-handed arm who was just recently transferred back to Montgomery from AAA Durham. The 0-2 delivery. Popped up behind home plate and out of play. Pass stays at no balls and two strikes. Meeker's 0-2 pitch in the dirt. Carroll blocks it up, and the count goes to 1-2. Meeker comes set. Now delivers. Wave and a miss and a slider down in the dirt. Caro picks it up, fires to first on the run. That's the sixth strikeout in relief from Meeker. He's thrown 3 perfect innings out of the pen. We end the ninth. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. Shuckers lead it 6-0. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You will need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's, either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
Chris Gow now on the hill for Montgomery. Relieves the lefty Graham Stinson. Gow set to face the Shuckers. Leadoff man in the inning. Jefferson Caro. Biloxi leads it 6-0. David Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Gow. Ready, comes set. delivers to Caro. He swings and rolls it on the ground to third. Chetton gobbles it up, takes a step, fires a bit high to first, but right in Edwards' mitt. Brewer is retired for the first snap. Gives us chance to take 10 seconds for station ID. Lexi Shepard's radio network.
Cruising. WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Welcome back to Montgomery. Top of the ninth inning. Switch hitter Xavier Warren in from the left side against the righty Chris Gow. The first pitch swings and pops it up right side of the infield. Evan Edwards, the first baseman, calls everybody up, gets under it, makes the catch. Warren's retired for the second out. Two outs, nobody on. It brings up the lefty, Carlos Rodriguez. Gow makes his 12th appearance here in Biloxi in Montgomery. 1.45 the ERA in 18 and two-thirds innings. 24 strikeouts in 7 walks. Rodriguez is 0-for-3 today with the sacrifice fly. Gow delivers. Rodriguez takes strike one. And for the first time this inning, Biloxi hitter does not put the ball in play on the pitch. Gow comes set. Now the 0-1 delivery. Rodriguez shoots it foul. Third base sign out of play. Count goes to 1-2. Chris Gow is transferred back to Montgomery on Monday after a 5.14 ERA in 7 innings with the Durham Bulls in AAA. The 0-2 delivery. Rodriguez takes low, and the count goes to 1-2. Two outs here in the top of the ninth inning. Biloxi leads it 6-0. Gow delivers. Rodriguez chops it on the ground. First base side right to Edwards, who taps the bag, and that ends the inning. A 1-2-3 top of the ninth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. Shuckers 3 outs away from a shutout win. They lead it 6-0. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keith's. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
Want to roll out the barrel and grab a beer? Come out to MGM Park for Brew Crew Tuesday, presented by FEV Distributing during every Shuckers Tuesday home game. Enjoy the game in style with a souvenir tumbler at the first and third base beer gardens for $12 and $6 refills. Our beer gardens feature premium craft beers from the coast and beyond. The only way to be a part of the fun is to get to the ballpark. Reserve your seat today at MGM Park, box office, or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Murray dives, gobbles it up, gets to his feet, slings it to first in time, and retires Caminero for the first out. What a play. It's short from Ethan Murray. Went full extension back up the middle, made the grab, quickly got to his feet, and retired Caminero first out of the inning. Brings up the left-handed hitting Austin Shen. One out in the ninth. The pitch. Fastball called strike one. Shuckers lead it 6-0. 6 runs on 5 hits. No runs on one hit for Montgomery. The 0-1 delivery. Shenton takes away, and the count evens at one ball and one strike. Meeker delivers. Shenton lifts it foul. Third base side out of play. And the count goes to one ball and two strikes. Shuckers trying to lock down a win tonight. Win the first two games of the series before a doubleheader tomorrow. First pitch in game one will be at 4:30. Game two will start about 30 minutes after. Game one finishes up. 2 7-inning games tomorrow. Join us at 4:15 with pregame on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. The 1-2 delivery. Shenton swings and lifts it down the left field line. Campbell's over it and drops in for a base hit. Shenton rounds first. Extends his hit streak to four straight. And tallies the first hit for Montgomery. Since Diego Infante led off the third inning with a single up the middle. Brings up the left-handed inning, Tristan Peters. The pitch home. Fastball. Calls strike one in the outside corner. The 0-1 delivery. Meeker fires and it's a fastball. Count goes to no balls and two strikes. No balls, two strikes, one away. Shuckers lead at 6-0 over Montgomery. Meeker sets. Now delivers. Misses away, and the count goes to one ball and two strikes. Peters is 0-2 today with a walk and a strikeout. The pitch. Misses up and in. Count evens. Two balls and two strikes. The pitch. Misses away, and the count goes to three balls and two strikes. Meeker sets. Now the 3-2 delivery. Wave and a miss. Peters strikes out in a fastball. Two away, and it brings up the righty Mason Auer. Two outs, man on first. Biloxi 6, Montgomery nothing. Shuckers 1 out away. Finishing off the shutout against the Biscuits here in Montgomery. First pitch to Auer. Slider misses inside, and the count goes to 1-0. Six runs on five hits and no errors for Biloxi. Montgomery, no runs on two hits and no errors. Meeker delivers. Slider misses away, and the count goes to 2-0. Meeker fires. Fastball up and in, and the count goes to 3-0. Meeker's about to qualify when he gets the final out for one of the weirdest feats in baseball. You finish a game and pitch at least three innings, you earn a save. Rare save opportunity. 3-0 delivery. Called strike one now, or on the outside corner. So if Meeker gets one more out, he'll get credited with a save, even though the Shuckers are winning 6-0. But he pitches four innings and finishes it out, you earn a save. Meeker delivers. Auer loops it foul. First base side out of play. The count goes to 3-2. pretty low-pressure way to get a save. It'll be Meeker's second of the year. Three balls, two strikes, two away. The pitch, Shenton's off to second. Called strike three at the top of the zone. Meeker finishes off. Four innings in relief. Closes the door, gets the save, and locks down a 6-0 Shuckers win over the Biscuits. Six runs on five hits with no errors for Biloxi. No runs, two hits, and no errors for Montgomery. For the Shuckers, it's their first shutout since the series opener back in their 40th game of the year against Montgomery at home back on May 23rd. And on the year, it's the Shuckers' seventh shutout win of the year. They improved to 31-28. Montgomery falls to 28-31. We'll take a break. When we come back, it's time to wrap everything up on the Biloxi Shuckers postgame show, including taking a look at the Omaha Parks and Resorts scoreboard update around the Sunday League and around the Brewers organization. That comes your way next on the Biloxi Shuckers postgame show. This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball, Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. Got to make a sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows it's how I get my grill on.
Konecka Sausage is the exclusive sausage sponsor and hot dog provider of MGM Park. Find them at your next trip to MGM Park at the first and third base concession stands.
As I get my grill on.
Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Start your weekend off right with the Boys of Summer, baseball, and fireworks. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com. Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Be one of the first 1,000 fans in the ballpark on Saturday, July 1st at 6:05 and receive a Shuckers Hawaiian shirt presented by Konecka Sausage. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun. Join the Shuckers at MGM Park on Saturday, August 12th at 6:05 as they take on the Tennessee Smokies and celebrate Olympic royalty for Women in Sports Night. The Shuckers are set to honor Gulfport's own Brittany Reese, a three-time Olympic medalist and seven-time world champion, with a bobblehead in her likeness for the first 1,000 fans. Visit the MGM Park box office or visit BiloxiShuckers.com to get your tickets for the celebration.
It's time to wrap up today's action. Welcome inside the Shuckers postgame show. Let's send it back to the booth on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Welcome inside the Biloxi Shuckers postgame show. Jan Blake alongside you from Riverwalk Stadium in the capital of Alabama. Shuckers take down the Montgomery Biscuits 6-0. Shuckers get their seventh shutout of the year, thanks in part to eight strikeouts over four relief innings by James Meeker. The Shuckers pitching staff allows just two hits, no runs, and strikes out 12 on the night. A grand total of five base runners reach for Montgomery. Shuckers get six runs on five hits and no errors. Two of the five hits go for extra bases, both of them off Tyler Black's bat, as the Shuckers improve to 31-28 on the year, 15-14 on the road. While Montgomery falls to 28-31 on the season. Time to get through the scoring summary. Shuckers got off the ground in the third inning after Jackson Churia was hit by a pitch and stole second. An RBI double from Tyler Black was able to score Churia. Black barely slid in ahead of the third to second and gave Biloxi a 1-0 lead. One inning later, the Shuckers got three home and extended the lead to 4-0. thanks to just one hit in the inning, but two walks and a hit batter helped pave the way. Wes Clark started off the inning and was hit by a pitch. Two batters later, Xavier Warren walked and pushed Clark to second. Then two batters after that, Ethan Murray walked and loaded the bases for Isaac Collins, who placed the ball into left center and drove home Clark and Warren to make it 3-0. Murray was then brought home on a pass ball. That made it 4-0. And in the fifth, a solo shot from Tyler Black to lead off the inning made it 5-0 before a sacrifice fly from Carlos Rodriguez with the bases loaded made it 6-0. Shuckers bullpen, a terrific job. 5 2/3 innings after Carlos Rodriguez was pulled after 60 pitches. Ryan Middendorf and James Meeker combined for allowing just one hit in 5 2/3 innings, one walk, and Meeker strikes out 8 over 4 innings while throwing 56 pitches. Meeker just continues what has been a brilliant season out of the Shuckers. Bullpen earns the win tonight, improves to 3-2 on the year, but also is now up to 34 innings on the year and struck out 44 batters out of the bullpen and has walked just 3 as he continues to be a star for this Shuckers team. Shuckers, 6 runs, 5 hits, no errors, no runs, 2 hits, and no errors for Montgomery. A game that takes 2 hours and 37 minutes in front of 3,159 here on a Thursday night in Montgomery. When we come back, we'll take a short break. When we return, it's time for a look at the Owa Parks and Resort scoreboard update. We'll take a look around the entirety of the Southern League and the Brewers farm system. That comes your way next on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Anthony Bear Seal and the team at Seal's Tire and Auto Repair are a problem for car problems. They know oil changes, tire and brake issues, wheel alignments, and AC problems are gonna happen. So before car problems result in repairs, go see Bear. With honesty and integrity, they specialize in preventative maintenance so you can avoid screaming brakes, blown tires, and other high-dollar repairs. Seal's has over 20 years of experience, meaning the next time your car freaks out, you don't have to. Seal's Tire and Auto Repair, located on 25th Avenue in Gulfport, visit sealstires.com.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone and all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
Get their 7th shutout win of the year in a 6-0 win over the Montgomery Biscuits. 6 runs, 5 hits, and no errors for Biloxi. Montgomery, no runs, and 2 hits, and no errors. James Meeker earns the win after a career-high 8 strikeouts on the mound. Cole Wilcox gets the loss and falls 2-0-6. Jim and Blake back with you. Time to wrap everything up on the Owa Parks and Resort scoreboard update as we take a look around the Southern League. It's gone final in Chattanooga. Rocket City hangs on for a 4-3 win over the Lookouts. Well, on the top of the ninth, Birmingham and Chattanooga are knotted at 5 at Regions Field, just a couple of hours north of us here in Montgomery, as the Smokies trying to mount a comeback, which would give them a half-game lead over the lookouts for first place in the Southern League North Division. One game that is not completed and will not be completed today is Pensacola and the Embrace. 3-3 the score in the top of the seventh inning. The game has been suspended. They will resume it tomorrow at 4 o'clock, 30 minutes before the Shuckers are scheduled to play two here in Montgomery. The Shuckers, if the Embraves win, Biloxi will find themselves 5.5 games back. Currently, they stand 6 games behind Pensacola as we enter the final 10 games in the first half of the Southern League season. Time to take a look around the Brewers system as well. Big league clubs off tonight, but everybody else is in action. In AAA, a 5-3 win for Nashville over the Gwinnett Stripers as the Sounds improve to 34-31 on the year. Abner Uribe made his AAA debut, walked two, struck out two, and gave up a run in two-thirds of an inning. Finals from elsewhere in the system. In high A, the Great Lake Loons improved to a Midwest League best, 41-18 on the year with a 3-2 win over the Wisconsin Timberrattlers. Timberrattlers at 23-35. The Carolina Mudcats win at 7-2 over the Augusta Green Jackets. Mudcats break a 7-game losing streak and improve to 31-27 on the year. In the complexes, one game still going. The ACL Brewers in Maryvale up 6-5 over the ACL Angels, bottom of the fifth inning. Finals from the Dominican Republic. Brewers 2 wins it 11-8 over DSL Giants Orange thanks to a 7-run first inning, while DSL Brewers 1 wins it 5-2 over the DSL Angels as Brewers 1 improves to 6-2, Brewers 2 at 4-4. That'll do it for us tonight here on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Shuckers win it by a final score of 6-0, their 7th shutout win of the 2023 season. They'll be back at it tomorrow. A doubleheader starting at 4:30 in Game 1 from Montgomery. We'll get underway with pregame at 4:15 before 2 7-inning games tomorrow afternoon. Justin Jarvis, we know, will start one of them, 6-2 with a 2.59 ERA. Victor Munoz set to start Game 1 for Montgomery, 4-3 with a 6.57 ERA. And Mason Montgomery, the left-hander, 0-2 with a 4.72 ERA, will start in Game 2 for Montgomery. Again, 4:30 first pitch in Game 1. Game 2 will be about 30 minutes after Game 1 ends, so end your Friday at the office with some Biloxi Shuckers baseball before you get set for the weekend. Shuckers again win it 6-0, 31-28 on the year. The Biscuits at 28-31. We'll talk to you tomorrow, 4:15 p.m. Central from Montgomery. Game 3 before Game 4 that happened 30 minutes after Game 1 tomorrow from Montgomery. Have a great night. We'll talk to you 4:15 pregame, 4:30 first pitch in the doubleheader. For all of us here at the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network, I'm Javik Blake saying so long from Riverwalk Stadium. Shuckers win it 6-0. Have a great night.